This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Maybe you
wanna give me Joe Fisher III here, sitting in on Danny and Friends. Right before the show, like 15, 20 minutes before we turn on the mics, we got some breaking news in the NBA. That is, and I can't believe it, honestly, the New York Knicks are firing Tom Thibodeau. I do Sports Sunday with Rashad, and he even said on Sunday that don't be surprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, something of the ilk, that if New York gets rid of Tom Thibodeau. And I said, why? You literally just had the best season you've had in 20, 25 years. You improved upon what you did last year. Sure, you have a Pacers problem and a pace problem, but why would you fire him? And then sure enough, here we are on this Tuesday, and the New York Knicks have fired Tom Thibodeau.
Because the CBA exists. That's why. Because you can't fire players. And so when you need to make a change, you start with a coach. And it's harder to fire Carl, or it's impossible to fire Carl Anthony Towns because he doesn't fit, or Jalen Brunson because it's harder to build around him because of the two kind of figureheads of that team. And people go, well, Tibbs' offense is this, and Tibbs' offense is that. And it's like, you just got somewhere you have not been in 25 years.
It seems just very short-sighted.
But every time I hear, whether it's this fan base or any fan base, complaining about coaches, and you talk to players and you talk to people in the league, and you're just like, people don't ever want to blame players. And they're like, well, Tibbs' defense isn't that good. He has Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns. Of course his defense isn't good.
Well,
you have one guy who is physically incapable of playing it and another guy who doesn't know how to play it. So, and the whole idea like, well, it's a coach's job. No, it's not. No, it's not. You don't turn a player into something that they're not.
Trying to turn a player into a night-in and night-out defensive presence,
when they haven't been one in a decade.
It's more so than a skill thing. That is purely mental, purely...
Oh, no, it's a skill thing. That's the thing. That's the other part of this. Everybody wants to talk about defense being, you know, attitude and intensity.
There is
and
skill, but there's a lot of it. Like, you need to have it on every single night, yeah. Every single minute.
It's a difficult thing to do, especially when you're kind of an offensive hub. Like, you know, Dame got killed for his defense, and I'm like, yeah, he does get killed for his defense, but he's also creating offense on a level that only four or five other guys are doing.
Spilling a lot of energy on one end of the floor.
And if you're going to do that, you can only have one of those guys,
yeah.
And having two of them in Jalen Brunson and Carl Anthony Towns, well, you're not maximizing Carl Anthony Towns offensively because Jalen Brunson's not a creator. It doesn't make a whole ton of sense. And here's what's kind of crazy. Coach of the Year. So since 2016, here's one coach.
Fired.
There is one coach since 2016 that has not been fired up until 2024. So 8 of the last 10 winners have been fired. The only two who are still employed by their teams, Steve Kerr, Mark Daigneault. Steve Kerr won his in 2016. Since then, Mike D'Antoni, fired. Dwayne Casey, fired. Mike Budenholzer, Mike Budenholzer, fired. Nick Nurse, fired. Tom Thibodeau, fired. Monty Williams, fired. Mike Brown, fired. Mark Daigneault, not fired. And this year's winner, Kenny Atkinson, was fired by the Nets.
That's true. And if he has another couple seasons like this year where they're a great regular season team and no playoffs.
If they don't go at least to the Eastern Conference Finals next year without injuries.
He's probably going to get fired.
If he's not fired, he's going to be on a hot seat because this is just what happens because that's the move you make.
I think we definitely need to start getting the live reaction of these coaches when they are named Coach of the Year to see if they're happy or just like, oh, well, I'm screwed now.
No, it's like a kiss of death.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. It's so crazy. And look, is Tibbs perfect? No. There's no coach that is. Like, this whole idea that the coach is going to come in and fix everything. It's going to be this. Remind me, was Greg Popovich great without Hall of Fame players? No. Has Eric Spoelstra been, like, taking the heat everywhere that they should be without Jimmy Butler? No. And again, they're some of the best coaches ever, and they do make a difference.
I mean, hell, Spoelstra had that lapse over between the Heatles and getting Jimmy Butler where they were a middling 8, 9, 10 seed, something like that.
And sure, is he able to squeeze 2 to 5% more out of it? Yeah. And at the very, very, very top, when you have the very best talent, yes, that matters. That is when you will get me to say, yes, that matters 100%. But the whole idea of like, oh, we're just going to fire our coach like, and we're going to run it back. Every team Tom Thibodeau has left, have they gotten better?
I'm trying to think.
The Bulls did not get better. The Timberwolves did not get better.
They went down and before they got Anthony Edwards with a number one overall pick.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I want to read this quote from James Dolan, owner of the Knicks, from literally this year in March. He was on a podcast, The Roommates. Never heard of it, but...
That's Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson's
podcast. Oh, thank you. I did not know that was the name of it. Okay. This is James Dolan, quote, "There were times when we've sort of reached for that shiny, sparkly object. Maybe this is what we need, especially when things weren't going well. Let's bring in this guy. Maybe he'll turn it all around for us. Sometimes it's players, sometimes a coach. What I learned over time is that doesn't work. It really doesn't. You really have to do the fundamentals, the basics. You've got to build a team. You've got to build an organization. There is no waving a wand over a team and all of a sudden make it a great team. It doesn't happen." We are now 3 months removed from that quote and him talking to his very own players and going against that quote and apparently waving the wand and firing their head coach. You know what also is crazy to me? Like, what happens if game one doesn't end the way it does and how that series plays out and the Knicks, like if the Knicks somehow, and also let's be fair, like the Pacers worked them essentially the rest of that series.
Sure. I mean,
but if that game, that 1 3-4 minute stretch of Nesmith hitting every three he took, like that totally changes the trajectory of that series and how it's being played, the mentality of both teams. What happens then? I know it's, you know, wish in one hand and think of it in the other, like the hypotheticals, but that really, that small moment to me changed a lot of how that series went and possibly what happens with Tom Thibodeau.
And there's one straight line you can draw with Tibbs' last two terminations. Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Cat has gotten Tibbs basically fired twice.
See, and what kills me though is I thought Cat was, I mean, outside of a few games in the second round.
But that's the problem.
The inconsistency.
There you go. That's look, Karl Anthony Towns' talent is through the roof. He's a 7-footer who could shoot the living hell out of the ball. And was like, oh, they need to get Kat more involved in the offense. Kat needs to get himself more involved in the offense. Now, I'm not dismissing Tibbs and saying he's an offensive guru. That's not what I'm saying. But at some point in time, Kat's got to go to Jalen Brunson and go, give me the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he brings it up and holds on to it until there's about like 12 seconds left in the shot clock.
Jalen Brunson's an incredible player, but is Kat the player, the perfect player to pair with Jalen Brunson? I don't think so.
Well, and that's where I think that this team had more roster problems. Like, they needed someone else to make plays and have the ball and be able to set things. Like, who is the backup point guard for the Knicks? I mean is it Josh Hart? No, is it
It's been some version of campaign.
Who didn't even play in the finals?
But that's, like, and it was like, well, you know, Tibbs should have played Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson more. And I'm like, if that's the retort,
yeah, like you're
grasping at straws. It means you have a roster problem.
Yeah.
But like, everybody wants to say, well, this coach needs, like, and it does not matter whether it's like, it's so funny watching Warriors fans like turn on Steve Kerr for not playing Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm like, so he's this greatest coach ever but also he's terrible because he doesn't play a guy who doesn't fit, who doesn't make any sense, and doesn't do what he asked him to do. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. Like, and I'm not saying Steve Kerr is faultless, but it's there's such a hesitance to lay any blame on the players. It's like fan bases in general, it's always the coach, it's always the coach, it's always the coach. And in the NFL, there's a lot straighter line, or in college football, there's a lot straighter. In the game of football, you can draw a straight line between bad coach, bad results.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, what kills me about this series, too, is that do we not think Tom Thibodeau was saying to his players, get your ass back on defense and transition the entire series? Like, we need to keep the pace up. We need to outrun them. We know they're going to be running back on offense every possession, so we need to – do we not think that he was doing that at all?
And that's the thing is, you know –
and then, if so, then yeah, maybe he should be fired if he was just like, you know what, we're fine, guys. Yeah. Just, you know.
Well, you also get the, well, then they just were tuning him out. And I'm like, okay, so they didn't tune him out for the entire season, but they tuned him out in the series against the Pacers? That's what you're telling me? Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, and again, Tibbs is not blameless. He's not faultless. Like, he's rigid with certain things, but he's also been pretty damn successful, and he just led you to your best result in 25 years.
Now, and, you know, with the good comes the bad. Like, I saw that, you know, over his 5 seasons as the coach of the Knicks, he had 2 seasons of 50 wins or something like that. I got to find the exact stat. And then the previous 21 years, they'd only done that twice.
But he led them to consecutive 50-win seasons for the first time since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that good?
One would think.
I would hope so for the Knicks fan base, but apparently for the Knicks front office.
Most Knicks fans that I know are like, yeah, no, we all expected this, and this needed to happen. I'm just like, okay.
Jeff Russ, you got that the spread stat for the Knicks where they were in like games 4
boy,
and
where
game
was
7?
That? Yeah, it said it like on the on the money line, the Tom Thibodeau coached teams were like 18-37 on the money line in games 4 through 7 of a playoff series. And that ranked him like dead last out of 79 coaches over the last 20 years.
Yeah, if you can find the exact stat, because there is part of me that's like, well, all right, that doesn't sound exactly like the most clutch coach I've ever heard. And like, literally, statistically speaking, that it, as Jeff said, it's one of the worst in history. Mm-hmm. So there's part of me, it's like, are they looking at that? But I don't see where the front office is like, all right, we're going to get way better than what we just did.
Who's the hire?
Exactly. Like, who's out there that's like, oh, Tom is great, but this guy, he's going to put us over the
edge. You're probably looking at a first-time head coach.
Yeah, an assistant. I mean, I know that's where the Suns are looking right now. Like, in New York, like, I don't know. I think it is very just, like, overreactionary. My feeling after the Knicks season is over is like, run it back with the same stars, the same core that you have. You just need to add depth, and you need to add someone behind Brunson that can run the offense and can handle the ball and set players up. Because while he can somewhat do that, he is more so scoring oriented and being the guy. And
I would be looking for how you can move Karl-Anthony Towns. That's what I would be trying to do.
See, and I understand that sentiment, but there is part of me that's like, then you got to find someone that's got to put up offense outside of him, which on the team currently, who's that? Is it OG? Is it McHale?
Well, that's the thing is you give up 5 first round picks for McHale and you did not get the value out of him. You can say, well, that's Tibbs's fault. It's like, you know, at some point in time, it has to come down to the players and getting other guys involved and making sure you're doing the things that you need to do. And I think it was, I've mentioned this so many times over the last week or last 2 weeks. I think it was Stan Van Gundy. If I'm wrong, please somebody correct me. But they were talking about pace and the Pacers themselves. And he said, it doesn't matter what pace a coach wants to play at. You're going to play at the pace of your point guard. And that ethos, because they're on the ball, they're deciding. And you can tell a guy to go fast as much as you want, but if they're not a player that plays fast effectively, efficiently, and does the things that you need to do to play fast, you're just not going to. There's no amount of coaching. Like it's like telling a possession wide receiver in the NFL, we want you to be a guy that takes the top off the coverage now. That's not who he is. That's not what he does. Like even if he has the quote-unquote tools... Could Jalen Brunson run fast down the floor and get in the offense faster? Sure. But his whole mindset, his whole mentality is I'm a smaller guard who has thrived on getting into the paint, setting guys up, operating the pick and roll, and having elite level footwork to put guys in pretzels and compromise positions defensively and then create for myself. That's who he is. And if you're building an offense around that, How effectively can you do that if you don't have secondary creators on the other side? If you don't have somebody else who can operate as a primary ball handler? If you don't have other guys that are going to be aggressive? And I think that's the big thing where it's like, coaching should do that. No, it shouldn't. It is your general manager / president's job to put the players together that make the most sense in concert with coaching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.